Trend number one, Dow 75,000 by 2033. In previous issues, we've explored how the digital revolution will transform the economy. But just how much economic growth can we expect? And how will that translate into greater wealth for individuals? To predict the future performance of the stock market with precision, we have to examine the impact of the real economy on the market. For this, we turn to some in-depth analysis recently performed by Bing Cao, Bing Jiang, and Tim Kohler of McKinsey & Company. As they demonstrate, the equity market's performance over the past half century is primarily a direct result of the strength of the real economy, which includes GDP growth, corporate profits, interest rates, and inflation. Despite spurts of volatility following the dot-com bubble and crash, as well as the housing bubble and the subsequent financial panic, the markets have always returned to fair value based on macroeconomic fundamentals. On this basis, all signs point towards solid returns on investments in equities over the next two decades. Consider that real growth of GDP has averaged 2-3% per year over the past five decades. If GDP continues to grow at that rate, which is a reasonable assumption, and the Fed keeps a lid on inflation, which is another reasonable assumption, then the stock market is likely to return 5-7% in real dollars for the next 20 years. That's completely in line with the historic pattern of the past 50 years. Since the early 1960s, investments in stocks have earned an average of 9-10% per year. After adjusting for inflation, the annual real returns to shareholders have averaged 6%. When Cao and his colleagues investigated the relationship between the stock market and the real economy, they found shareholder appreciation, combined with cash yield, has created shareholder returns of about 6%. Let's look at shareholder appreciation first. From 1962 to 2012, real shares prices grew at 2.7% per year. That's the same rate as real profit growth, which makes sense because the P/E ratio typically returns to a normal level of around 15 times earnings, provided that the economy, inflation, and interest rates remain in a normal range of stable longer-term levels. A P/E ratio of 15 is consistent with average returns on equity of 13%, a real cost of capital of about 7%, inflation of 2%, and long-term profit growth of 2.5%. Turning to cash yield, from 1962 to 2012, investors earned another 3.1% annually in dividends and share repurchases. Overall, companies paid out around 55-65% of their profits to shareholders. That payout ratio, combined with an average P/E ratio of 15, results in a cash yield on stocks of between 3-4% per year. Combined, that level of share price appreciation and dividend yield provided shareholders with a total real return of 5.8% per year. This is just a bit less than the 100-year average of 6.6% per year, because of the effect of recessions as well as the abnormally high inflation during the 1970s. So, unless something changes dramatically, investors can expect to earn the same returns in the coming decades. And make no mistake, it would take a lot to throw the market off this steady course. It has proven to be remarkably resilient even during the tumultuous events of the past 68 months, which included the housing bubble and collapse, the financial panic and a wrenching recession, the BP oil disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, congressional approval of Barack Obama's health care plan, the European financial crisis, the tsunami in Japan, the Boston Marathon bombing, and the repeated encounters with the debt ceiling and fiscal cliff. What is truly remarkable is that despite these and many other events that have spooked investors in the short term, the market has continued to provide excellent returns. Recently, economist Brian Westbury looked back at October 9, 2007, when equities were at record highs. 14,165 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average and 1,565 for the S&P 500. He found that in the 5 years and three quarters since then, despite all the events just cited, the Dow went up 8.4% to reach a new record high. The S&P 500 rose 6.5%. also to a new high, while returning 3.3% per year. Corporate profits climbed 34%, lowering price-to-earnings ratios. Short-term interest rates dropped from 4% to nearly zero. Yields on long-term Treasury notes fell from 4.5% to less than 2%. Gold prices soared from $740 to $1,350 per ounce. And oil jumped from $73 to $96 per barrel. The inescapable conclusion, compared to fixed income investments and commodities, stocks are a much better value today than they were 6 years ago. So, it is a great time to invest in equities. What kind of returns can you expect over the next 20 years? There is a lot of math involved, but fortunately, McKinsey has provided a very useful tool for calculating how fast the indices will rise under various financial scenarios. The link to the interactive calculator can be found in the print version of this month's issue. Even if we use conservative figures, the results are quite impressive. 1. Let's assume the economy's real growth rate for the next 20 years will be consistent with America's average long-term real growth rate of 3.5%. 2. We'll assume the average cost of capital will remain at the long-term average of 7%. 3. We'll assume the inflation rate will continue to match the long-term average of 2.5%. And 4. We'll assume, like many Wall Street analysts, that the market is currently valued at 15% above fair value, and that it will revert to the fair value within 1 year. Entering these assumptions into McKinsey's market calculator shows that, under such a scenario, the market will appreciate 500% by 2033. That would push the S&P 500 to 8,250 and propel the Dow Jones Industrial Average to over 75,000. So, a $1 million investment in equities should be worth $5 million in 20 years. Looking ahead, we offer the following forecasts. First, only dramatic changes in investor psychology or economic performance could undermine the scenario of real long-term equity returns of well above 5% annually, and such changes are extremely unlikely. According to the McKinsey analysis, such changes would have to be catastrophic and spread over multiple decades in the real economy, or a fundamental shift in investor behavior, unlike anything we've seen in more than a century. For example, if investors fundamentally changed their risk preferences, the long-term P/E ratio could conceivably change from 15 to a different figure. But again, such radical deviations from the historical norms of the past several decades are highly improbable. And second, while the prediction of the Dow hitting 75,000 by 2033 might sound too good to be true, we are simply using long-term U.S. averages to produce a conservative estimate. The reality is likely to be even better. Total returns on stocks should easily exceed historic norms as the digital revolution accelerates over the next 20 years. For example, in their new book, Ride the Wave, Fred Rogers and Richard Lalich convincingly demonstrate that the digital revolution is likely to generate over 4% average growth over the next two decades. Meanwhile, Brian Westbury has argued that the S&P 500 is currently 5% undervalued. If we used these figures in the calculator, the return would be 650% instead of 500%. That would put the S&P 500 at 10,725 instead of 8,250, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average at 97,500 rather than 75,000.